Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov collected his family to give them brachos, and to some of them, to give them rebuke. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that when Yaakov spoke to Shimon and Levi, he criticized them harshly for their involvement in avenging their sister Dina's abduction that we read about in Parshas Vayishlach. Shimon and Levi killed a whole city because of that incident. And because of that event, Yaakov says in Perek Memtes, Pasuk Zayin, Achal Keim B'Yaakov, Va'afitzeim B'Yisrael, I will disperse them and I will scatter them among the Jewish people. What does it mean to be dispersed and to be scattered? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, gives two explanations. First, Rashi says that Shimon and Levi would become separated from each other. Their anger and their rage was too powerful. It was too dangerous when they were together. It was better and it was safer for them to be separated. And that way their anger and the consequences of their anger would be dampened. Rashi's second explanation is that Yaakov said that Shimon, the people from Shimon, were to become teachers in Bnei Israel. They would have to travel from city to city looking for work. And Levi, too, would be dispersed and scattered because they would travel from city to city looking for ma'asros and for donations from Klai Yisrael. So Shimon and Levi would be the teachers and the ones getting the ma'asros and trumos while working in the Beis HaMikdash. They would be scattered and they would be dispersed among the Jewish people. In a previous FMT, I discussed this Rashi. Please WhatsApp me privately if you'd like to hear that FMT. And for today's FMT, I'd like to share another beautiful explanation of Yaakov's rebuke to Shimon and Levi. This explanation is given by the Chasam Sofer, Rav Moshe Sofer, or Rav Moshe Schreiber, who died in 1839. He speaks about this in his Sefer on the Chumash, Toras Moshe, and on Parashas Vayechi, he says the following beautiful idea. Many Mefarshim discuss why Yaakov would want angry people such as Shimon and Levi to be teachers in Klal Yisrael. And those Mefarshim do offer beautiful and important explanations. But the Chasam Sofer says, unlike Rashi, that when Yaakov said, Achalkeim b'Yaakov, v'afitzeim b'Yisrael, when Yaakov said, I will divide and scatter them among Bnei Yisrael, Yaakov was not referring to Shimon and Levi at all. Neither the people Shimon and Levi, nor the Shvatim Shimon and Levi, they will not be scattered among Bnei Yisrael. Rather, the Chasam Sofer says that Yaakov was referring to what he said in the beginning of the Pasuk. Arur Apam, their anger should be cursed. Their anger should be scattered. Their anger should be dispersed among Klal Yisrael. According to the Chasam Sofer, Shimon and Levi's anger at what happened to their sister Dina was terrible. It was too much. On the other hand, however, no other brother did anything at all for their sister. There is no record of them responding in any way to the terrible things that happened to her. Why not? Where were they? So Yaakov said the following, "You, Shimon and Levi, you have too much anger. But the other brothers, you have too little. You should have been more angry, so to speak. It should have bothered you more that your sister was harmed. Shimon and Levi had too much, and the other brothers had too little. And therefore, Achalkeim b'Yaakov, v'afitzeim b'Yisrael, I will divide and I will scatter their anger, so to speak. I will divide that midah to the rest of the family and to the other shvatim. You should have less, Shimon and Levi, and they should have more." The Chasam Sofer does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest, based on the Chasam Sofer, that this may explain the way Rashi explains the beginning of the Pasuk. Yaakov does not curse Shimon and Levi. Rather, he says, Arur Apam. Cursed is their anger. Not them, their anger. Every midah in the world is neither good nor bad. It all depends on when you use the Midah and to what degree. Shimon and Levi had the right intentions overall. They just applied too much anger, far more than they should have. So Yaakov says, Arur apam, let their anger be cursed. At the same time, however, they must share that that kind of reaction with the rest of the family. Being silent and seemingly apathetic is not an appropriate response either to what happened to your sister. Achel kein bi Yaakov, v'afitzein bi Yisrael. Have an amazing day, everyone!